I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1920. That was the day remembered in Butte, Montana as Bloody Wednesday, or the Anaconda Road Massacre. Butte was in the heart of copper mining country. By the turn of the century, Butte's population was 25% Irish. The copper king of Montana was a man named Marcus Daly. He sat at the head of the Anaconda Mining Company. Workers simply called it the Company. Hailing himself from Ireland, the County Cavan, the copper king was known to prefer Irish workers. With the spread of electricity, copper wiring was in high demand. Then World War I grew demand even further, and the company was in the business of delivering that copper with little regard for workers' safety. This disregard resulted in tragedy. A fire in June of 1917 killed 168 workers at the Granite Copper Mine. Miners went out on strike demanding better safety. The company called in federal troops to return the workers to the mines. The industrial workers of the world arrived in Butte to help organize the miners. Unionization efforts were met with armed resistance from the company. Frank Little, an IWW organizer, was hanged from a railroad trestle. No one was held accountable. Finally, on April 19th, the workers had had enough. They went out on strike. 2 days later, hundreds of miners gathered in front of the Neversweet Mine on Anaconda Road. They were met by Pinkerton detectives hired by the company. The company gun thugs fired into the crowd of workers, shooting many in the back as they tried to flee. 16 workers were wounded and one man died. The strike collapsed a few weeks later. Today's Labor History in Two brought to you in memory of Carol Hillman, a passionate friend of workers and volunteer of the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.